Hi everyone, my name is Wendy Maliffey. I'm one of the clinicians at Practitioner Health. I also work as a menopause specialist and mindfulness teacher. So today is World Menopause Day, and the theme for this year is cognition and mood. In this short podcast, I'd like to just reflect on what the menopause means for us as healthcare professionals, and really how we can be more mindful of our own health and well-being during this transition, especially in the workplace. As healthcare professionals, most, if not all of us, know what the menopause is. We know that it is the time in a woman's life when ovarian function declines, periods stop, and it heralds the end of a woman's reproductive life. For most women, this occurs naturally between the ages of 45 and 55, though it can be earlier in some women. Again, most of us will be aware of the classic physical symptoms, the hot flushes, the night sweats, the joint pains, the palpitations, headaches, sleep disturbance, the weight gain, the hair loss, the dry skin, and so forth and so forth. Really, no system is spared because we have estrogen receptors pretty much everywhere in our bodies, including the brain. This brings me nicely to the cognitive and psychological symptoms, the brain fog and mood disturbances that a lot of women describe. And I'll just zoom in here for a moment, especially as these are the symptoms that can often catch us off guard and just wreak havoc in our lives. So the brain fog that women describe includes symptoms such as forgetfulness, forgetting people's names, forgetting where you put things, not being as clear-headed or as sharp as one used to be, the poor concentration, the lack of focus, that sense of indecisiveness, and just not feeling their usual selves. All the symptoms can make some women worry about dementia, actually. And the mood disturbance includes the low mood, the depression, the debilitating anxiety symptoms and panic attacks that seem to come out from nowhere. Now, the reason women are often caught off guard by some of these psychological and cognitive symptoms is that often this is a time when life can be somewhat complicated and stressful as well. I'm talking about challenges with our adolescent children, needing to support our aging parents, work-related stresses, change in careers, and relationship problems. Yes, it all tends to happen around midlife. And all this can be very unsettling and unpredictable, actually. And it can be embarrassing, especially at work in front of our patients and our colleagues. And some of us are in positions of leadership. We are consultants, GP partners, directors, managers, team leaders, ward sisters, and we have teams to lead and support. And often it can feel as if our intellect is undermined and our positions of responsibility feel threatened. As healthcare professionals, we are too busy looking after other people. We don't really have time to be unwell or to pause for a moment and just listen to the subtle telltale signals our bodies might be telling us. So when the menopause comes knocking, as it surely will, it can be completely off our radar. This can't be happening. We're not ready to be going through all this. So when I started experiencing hot flashes, I honestly thought the heating system in our house had broken down. A story for another time, perhaps. So how can we approach this phase in our lives more mindfully? First and foremost, as individuals, we have a responsibility to have that sense of awareness that the menopause is on the cards. And it is a possibility when we're experiencing some of these symptoms. So we have to address the basics, and by that I mean our lifestyle, eating healthily, regular physical activity, something that you enjoy, doing that on a regular basis, hydration, sleep hygiene, and cutting down on toxins such as alcohol. We also have to address the stresses in our lives, create boundaries, delegate, and most importantly, speak about this with our colleagues and our employers. The workplace also has a responsibility to ensure that women feel supported during this transition in their lives, women feel listened to. And that really can include things like creating space and supporting open conversations about the menopause, providing educational opportunities for everyone in the organization so that managers and other people, our male colleagues, are a bit more understanding. Also having menopause champions. So these are people where women can go and talk to and feel safe speaking to. These days, organizations are also talking a lot about menopause policies. So it's about ensuring that your workplace has a menopause policy which will address all the necessary adjustments that might be needed, such as provision of fans, flexible working hours, and suitable uniforms. There's so much more that can be done to support women during this transition. When it comes to the menopause, I could go on and on, but I think I shall leave it here. And I really hope that you found this useful.